We're doing Gemara Berachot. We're up to the fourth wide line, Tanya, four lines and four words before the end of the line. The Braisa says, Rabbi Meir Omer, the time of Kriyashma begins Mishayakir ben Zev Lekelev, from when one can discern between a wolf and a dog. Rabbi Kiba Omer ben Chamol Arud, Rabbi Kiba says, between a donkey and a wild donkey. V'acherim umim, and others say, Mishayaret Chabro Rochok Tal Damot V'yakirenu. The time of Kriyashma begins when you could see your friend at a distance of 4 footsteps away and recognize him. Amar Rav Huna halacha ka'acherim. Rav Huna says the halacha is like this opinion of the others. Amar Abaye l'tfilin ka'acherim l'kriyat shema k'vatikin. Abaye says, yeah, when it comes to donning the tefillin, so then you have to don tefillin prior to saying shema. So then that you should do in accordance with the opinion of acherim, these others. And you should don tefillin from the time you could recognize a person at a distance of 4 footsteps away. But kriyat shema should be said k'vasikin. Kriyashma should be said like those humble people who love mitzvot. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan taught v'tikina yu gomrinu taim anitzach hamad, that these humble people, they used to ensure to finish the Shema and its blessings directly with Netzach Hamar, so that at the first possible moment of saying Shmona Esrei, they'll begin Shmona Esrei with Netzach Hamar. Tanya Namihachi, we have a brisa like this, V'tikina yu gomrinu taim anitzach hamad. These humble people would conclude the Shema and its blessings with the Netzach hamad, when the ball of the sun comes up over the horizon, kedei sheismoch geula letfila v'nimtzam palel bayom. So that on the one hand, his recounting of redemption in that final blessing prior to Shema is directly adjacent to the Shmona Esrei. That's called Smichut Geula Letfila. The Geula, the mention of the redemption in that blessing of Ga'al Yisrael, is directly adjacent with the Shmona Esrei. And we want to also get that halachic benefit that our Shmona Esrei is within the day, the first moments of the day, but in daytime. If you say the blessings of Shema, you finish Gaal Yisrael, and you're 2 minutes before Netz, so now you have to wait 2 minutes. And then your Geula isn't adjacent to Shmona Esrei. If you begin Shmona Esrei 2 minutes early, so your Shmona Esrei isn't by day. So you have to exactly figure out how to finish the blessings exactly that moment before Netz, so that the beginning of Shmona Esrei is exactly with Netz. That's not so easy. Amar Rabbi Zera Meikra, Rabbi Zera says, what verse indicates that this is a good thing to do? It says, Yiraucha im shamesh v'yifnei arach dor dorim. They see you, they fear you, they accept the awe of Shemayim, the Malchus Shemayim of Kriyashma im shamesh, directly before the sun coming out over the earth, directly with the rising of the Netzach Hamah. V'lifnei yarech, and their mincha prayer is also just before the evening, before nightfall. He'id Rabbi Yehoshua ben Eliakim, or Rabbi Yehuda ben Eliakim, mishum kala kadisha de Birushalayim, kol asamech gula letfilai non izok kol yom kulo. We have the testimony from the Holy Congregation of Jerusalem that whoever does, he aligns his the redemption, the Gaal Yisrael, with his Shmona Esrei, will not encounter harm that whole day. Amar Rabbi Zera, Eini, Rabbi Zera says, really? V'ana samchi v'itziki, I did that, and on that day, I did have problems. Amar le b'mai itzikit, so he says, what do you mean? What problems did you have that day? Damti it asa le b'malka, that you had to go and be the doctor and heal the king. The truth is that you did benefit on that day. The fact that you had to go and be by the king, well, that's something you should pay money to do. To go see a king is something that's worth money. Why? A person should try to run to see Jewish kings, and not only Jewish kings, even non-Jewish kings, a person should try to see, for if he merits to the world to come, to see the real greatness when Israel will have greatness, then he'll be able to recognize and discern how different and how much greater is the greatness from the greatness that the kings have right now. So if you've witnessed what's around in this world, when the time comes that the greatness will come to Israel, then you'll be able to say, ah, now I see the difference. So it's worth something to see what nobility, how the aristocracy lives, so you'll know to appreciate how much greater what we'll get in the world to come is. Do I understand any of this? No. But that's what it says. Amar Rabbi La Leula. Rabbi Elah said to Ula, Ke'ailit Lehatam, when you go up there to Israel, Shal Bishlamad Rabbona Achi, make sure to ask about how Rav Brona is doing. When you, Ula, come up to Israel, So in front of everyone, b'mamad kol chavua, in front of everyone, ask about Rav Brona how he's doing. So when you come to Israel, they'll say, "Ooh, out in Babylon, they heard about Rav Brona, the Adam Gadolu, because he is a great man and he deserves that honor. V'sameach b'mitzvot, and he's happy with mitzvos." I'll tell you a story. You want to know how great he is? Zimna chada samach gula letfila. One time he was able to get his geula directly adjacent with his tefillah, and his tefillah was directly at that first moment of Nates. He hit the nail on the head. One time he got it right. And he didn't stop smiling the whole day. And from here, Rabbi Yonah and Tosis point out, we see that it's not so easy to get that exact moment of Nates. And if you didn't get that exact moment, then you didn't do it. That's the opinion of some of the Rishonim and also some of the Achronim. That's why some of the Achronim aren't so into this business of Neitz Achama, because they say, you see from this Gemara, that it wasn't an easy thing to do. Everyone was up early in the morning, so how come he only hit the nail on the head once, and he was happy the whole day? Yeah, I did it, I got it, he was so happy, and that's a great person. Obviously, it's not such a simple thing to do.